today, with much pomp and circumstance, the Chesapeake Bay Agreement, the latest one, the latest in a series of Chesapeake Bay Agreements, was signed on the city dock in Annapolis. Lots of guys, elected officials, public officials, folks in suits, sat around and put pen to paper on an agreement that is not nearly proportional to the problems we're facing along the bay some 30-some years after the original Bay Agreement was signed. It is an agreement that provides opt-out clauses for those states that are signatories that don't want to do the things that are actually contained in it. It is weak on implementation strategies. It almost addresses nothing whatsoever related to agriculture, particularly runoff from manure farms on the eastern shore, which are the proximate cause of the dead zones in the Chesapeake Bay. After great arm-twisting and bellowing from the environmental community, there was some addition of climate change, at least a reference to climate change, and references to environmental justice. But let's be clear, there's nothing in this agreement that actually requires anybody who signs it to actually follow through and do something. And the greatest tragedy of all are the Facebook posts that I saw today from environmentalists, so happy, so pleased, so excited, so ecstatic, patting themselves on the back for finally getting a Bay Agreement signed, even though it's a worthless Bay Agreement. I saw pictures of our governor having his picture taken with happy school children, pleased to be there at that moment in time as a part of history, history in the making. And yet, what is the deepest tragedy in my mind is imagine all of that effort that was expended by citizens who care deeply about the Chesapeake Bay. Imagine if that effort had actually been applied to an agreement that actually meant something. Wouldn't that be historic? Wouldn't that be something worth celebrating? You know, it's impossible to point out the mendacity of a system that is perfectly happy to squander citizens' good faith time, volunteer time, people who really want to see the bay cleaned up. I have to believe that at least some of the people who sat there, who are lawyers, who understand full well what they are signing, absolutely understand that this is a worthless agreement, particularly those who are term limited, who realize that they won't be in the current office long enough to actually see anything close to implementation. It's shocking because government promises have gone unrequited on my river for close to 40 years. And we're still waiting for most of those promises, all of those promises, to occur. That some 40 years, 30 years after the Bay Agreement was signed, the Bay is worse off than ever before. And a worthless agreement that we cannot enforce, that we cannot hold anyone's feet to the fire over, that we cannot actually drag anyone into court and make them do any of these things, that is the height of mendacity. That is the height of treachery. I mean, this is not a political rant, and granted, it's a political year, it's an election year. We have to wonder about those who would allow citizens to squander their time doing something that actually is meaningless in the end. What interest is served by that? What interest is served by pretending to clean up the bay, but not actually doing what is proportional to actually clean it up? You have to ask yourself that if you're actually inquisitive, like I am. Is it because these people believe that these good faith gestures, that these meaningless mumbo jumbo words on paper are actually things that they intend to do? But the problem is that even if they did those things, it's not proportional because they haven't properly enumerated the problems. They haven't actually given a full accounting of what's wrong with the bay in this agreement so that even if people were to follow through on these things, that it would make a difference. That is even more treacherous, and that is even more bad faith. It's not a stretch to say that the Bay Movement is on very thin ground these days. It raises tons and tons of money. It encourages people to do things that are generally not proportional. How many rain gardens and rain barrels and tree plantings and trash cleanups do you think we have to do in order to get rid of the dead zones and the Vibrio vulnificus flesh-eating bacteria that's harming people that go swimming, that the endocrine disruptors in our water supply, that the dead fish, that the declining fisheries and the shellfish harvest? All of these things are markers that we're not succeeding. That this failing Bay Movement had a party today to celebrate the signing of an agreement that simply perpetuates the madness that we have been pursuing for the last 30 years. That is a crime. And the assertion that somehow these are people who are acting in good faith and the glass is half full instead of half empty is even more shocking, because there is no science in a movement that prides itself on following the very best science. There is no science that actually supports that anything contained in this illusory agreement actually might result in protecting these waters and restoring them to fishable and swimmable and drinkable health. So if you wonder why people who are activists are angry and are naysayers, who didn't come to the party, who didn't go to the city dock, who didn't pose for a picture with the governor, are actually good and mad, is because we have good reason to be. Because we're being taken for a ride. Because we are being encouraged to follow leadership that won't level with us about its true intentions. The intentions to get reelected, the intentions to raise more money, the intentions to raise goodwill and enthusiasm about protecting waters, without the legal and practical might to actually do those things. It's a circus. It's a game. It's something designed to waste your time, squander your time, so that you won't spend any time or attention doing things that really would make a difference, right? I mean, what other conclusion could anyone draw? These really smart, capable people backed up by some of the best science in the region, what possible conclusion can you draw? That if they are perfectly willing to have a celebration in order to commemorate a worthless agreement, what are we supposed to think about their true intentions about these waterways? Now, I know there are folks who think that this is a very negative point of view, but look at the facts. The facts are the earlier Bay agreements didn't have the desired impact. The new agreement is not only, like the earlier ones, non-compulsory, but it doesn't even enumerate the problems. It doesn't lay out a strategy that requires any of the signatory states to actually do anything whatsoever. Nothing. Simply sign the document. Simply raise people's hopes and then dash them again in a few more years when it's time to create yet a fresh Bay Agreement. Why would we want to partner and work in a movement that ratifies this sort of duplicity? Why would we want to be a part of a movement that actually pretends to clean up the Bay, but actually has no real game plan or strategy for actually accomplishing that? These are really good questions, for which there's no forum to actually ask those questions. Whom would you ask? What setting would you ask them in? And so that, my friend, is why I think the Bay movement has completely lost its way, because it is not rooted in reality, that is not rooted in practicality, is not rooted in any honest appraisal of what it takes to actually bring about the aims that it promotes. If we truly intend to clean up these waterways, then we have to take not only proportional action, but we have to be honest with ourselves. We need to look in the mirror and actually ask ourselves, what is it we are prepared to do in order to bring about the cleaning up of these waterways? And the only answer I can get when I look in the mirror is that if we cannot clean our own house, we will never clean up these waterways. If we cannot spot the mendacity in our midst, if we cannot stop greenwashing people who only betray us with their promises that go unrequited, if we continue to patronize these events and these processes that only lead to false hope, then we deserve dirty water. Then we deserve to be lied to. We deserve fraudulent action instead of proportional action.